Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and his righteous name. We like to say good morning to our listening audience on this morning, and we greet you in Jesus' name. And we want to thank you for starting your day, starting your morning, starting your week with us here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. Amen. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. Whatever you did, amen. We pray, amen, that Jesus was on your mind. We want to thank God, amen, for a very fruitful service, amen, over here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. We had an opportunity to do 3 services on yesterday. Amen. And we crown it a pleasure, amen, for the strength, the fortitude, and for the anointing, amen, that flows, amen. And so we just want to thank God, amen. I just want to thank God yesterday, amen, was a very, very special service because the anointing was just so high. The anointing was so strong, and the anointing was just so high, amen. So we just want to thank God, amen, glory be to God. And I count yesterday's service, amen, and the ability, amen, to conduct 3 services as a confirmation, amen, of God's approval on Founders Week. Amen. That was just God pouring out, amen, extra oil, extra grace, extra anointing. Amen. We definitely had a triple dose on yesterday. Amen. And so that's God's mark of approval. Amen. And we count it a privilege, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. So here we are, amen, embracing the gifts of this day, this week, amen, and just telling the Lord, amen. We say yes to his will, and we definitely say yes to the Lord's way, amen. So, amen, as we start out this week, amen, I just want to encourage you, amen, as the Holy Spirit, amen, revealed to me, amen, glory be to God, that yesterday's anointing, amen, was a mark of God's approval, amen. We want to look at that this morning, amen, as we go straight into the word on today, amen, to let you know that faith really does pay. Faith really does pay, amen. That's our subject on today. Father God, thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Hebrews chapter number 10, the 10th chapter of Hebrews, and I want to begin reading in verse number 35. It says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. And verse number 35 today, beloved, amen, it reads, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. I want you to know, beloved, that God has all kinds of ways to pay you for staying in faith. God has all kind of ways, beloved, for paying you for doing what he has called you to do. which is your reasonable service. But yet when we obey God, when we do it willingly, when we do it cheerfully, see, when we do it abundantly, God rewards you. But one thing is for sure, beloved. Our scripture this morning, glory be to God, Hebrews 10:35, proves that God wants you to receive a blessing for the services you have rendered in his kingdom. Glory be to God. And that's exactly what I felt like yesterday in our service, that 12 o'clock service. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just felt, glory be to God, like it was payday. Hallelujah. God, amen. God will bless you for being obedient, beloved. In the word here, glory be to God, hallelujah, where it says, amen, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. So now, when we look at that recompense of reward in the Greek, beloved, glory be to God, it's a Greek word that is usually used for money, a person's salary, or a payment that is due. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen, when we look at the full word, glory be to God, it's a compound word, glory be to God, in the Greek, amen, hallelujah. And when we compound the two words, beloved, if the Greek definition refers to a payment, see, not just a payment, but to a recompense, a reimbursement, a settlement. The first part of this word, beloved, communicates several vital ideas to us. First, glory be to God, hallelujah, it communicates the idea of being paid for present labor. Glory be to God. It's primarily used as an industrial or commercial context to denote a payment, a salary, or reward that was given for a job performed. When any person does a good job, beloved, he expects to pick up a paycheck for the work that he accomplished. It is appropriate for him to expect payment. You worked all week. You go there, glory be to God, and your boss said, ain't no paycheck this week. Now, I don't care how saved and sanctified you are. All right? We might have a problem right here. But the paycheck that your boss gives you reflects the effort that you put into the job. And because you was faithful to do what you was hired to do, you have earned that money. Therefore, beloved, it is normal for a person to expect to be paid. But now this word here in our scripture this morning, beloved, is used to tell us, and listen to me, God rewards or God pays those who are faithful to an assignment that he has given them. And beloved, we know, glory be to God, that this refutes the common misconception that people have, that if they serve God, they will suffer loss, or if they serve God, they're going to have lack for the rest of their lives. If they serve God, they're not going to have money. They're not going to increase. They're not going to be happy. They're not going to live an abundant life. If they serve God, they're going to be poor. If they serve God, beloved, that is contrary to scripture. That's a lie from the devil that has creeped into the church and been in the church too long. There's nowhere in the scripture, when you compare scripture with scripture, line upon line, and precept upon precept, that God's word says that. See, these people that believe that way, beloved, they think that they'll do better in life by not serving God. See, because I ain't going to make it no other way. So if I serve God, I ain't going to have it. So let me do it my way and get it. No. Why would we think God is going to do less than a human employer will do? If a human employer is going to pay you so much an hour for 40 hours, 30 hours, whatever you work, and pay you, why do we think God would do less? Don't we expect a human employer to reward employees properly? They pay you. They will give you promotion. They will give you recognition for a job well done. Beloved, because this verse, glory be to God, hallelujah, is used in the Greek, glory be to God, hallelujah, it tells us plainly that God is going to take good care. I didn't say take care. God is going to take good care of those who do his will. Now, I didn't say God going to take good care of everybody, because now that would be a lie. I didn't say God, the scripture didn't say that God going to take good care of everybody. You can't find that in the Bible. Huh? But God, the scripture does tell us this morning that God is going to take good care of those who do his will. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, amen, is going into him, but he that doeth what? The will of the Father. What does this mean? What this means this morning, beloved, amen, hallelujah, is that faith really does pay. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Faith really does pay. Beloved, in our scripture on this morning, this word, when we study it, is hallelujah in the Greek. It is expanded even further. Glory be to God. This word, glory be to God, means, beloved, reimbursement for expenses you spent to do the job. This word, beloved, in the Greek means a settlement to take care of injuries or losses. Some of you waiting on some settlements right now. Some of you living off some settlement money you don't receive. You don't got so much settlement money, you ain't got to work another day in your life. Recovery to cover all that vanished due to war. Everything you lost. All your expenses reimbursed. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that God is mindful of the time that you have invested. God is mindful of the love that you have invested. God is mindful of the patience that you have invested. God is mindful of the money you have invested as you have worked for him. When we read in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, Hebrews 6 and 10 says that God never overlooks or fails to remember what you have done for him. Never. Let's just go there right quick. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Now, that don't sound like a God who forgets.
Beloved, I come to tell you that God sees all, and not only do God see everything, because we know he is omnipresent, he's everywhere at the same time, huh? He knows everything, but I come to remind you this morning that God remembers. We sing that song, glory be to God, remember me, Lord. You can sing it, baby, but I'm telling you right now, God already remember. He's not suffering from amnesia. Huh? Glory be to God. No. He's not suffering from Alzheimer's. God remembers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God see what you're putting in. He see your sacrifices. He see your labor love. He know how much money you done spent. You don't have to keep. And even if you keep count, you might skip a couple dollars. You might forget. God said, I didn't skip a penny. I saw every dime. I saw every act of love. I saw every prayer you put in. Glory be to God. I saw you. Glory be to God. I knew you was tired, but you did it anyhow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I knew you did this thing on faith. You didn't even know how it was going to work out. Amen. But you stepped out on faith. God said, I see you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God never overlooks, beloved. Sometimes people will overlook, sometimes intentionally, sometimes not intentionally. So we make mistakes. We got so much going on. Well, God got everything going on, but he don't miss a beat, and he don't blink an eye. God never overlooks your labor of love. God never fails to remember what you have done. Sometimes people, they forget. They forget, not that they did it intentionally, just like so much going on and so much to remember, so many names to remember, so many things to remember, huh? And if we don't write things down, we definitely ain't going to get to it. And guess what? Sometimes even when we write things down, we forget to look at the paper. But let me tell you something, beloved. God never fails to remember what you have done for him. Sometimes people want to get new, act like they don't know you. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Forgot the bridge that brought them over. Forgot, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you was there for them. Oh, y'all know folks will forget. Huh? Won't give you no recognition. Won't pray for you. Won't even consult with you to see how you're doing. But let me tell you something. God will not forget the work that you have done for him. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense or reward. Now we need to pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying here. And I'm focusing more now with me studying the Greek and the Hebrew, and I'm putting more emphasis on words. He just didn't say which have a recompense or reward. He said which has a great recompense or reward. You just ain't going to get, amen, paid for what you do, amen. He said, glory be, I'm going to put a bonus up on that. Hallelujah. That's exactly what I felt like 12 o'clock yesterday. My God, Jesus, I wish I could explain it. Matter of fact, I'm still high on that anointing. It was like fresh oil. Beloved, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Let me say this. If you have worked long hours on God's behalf, if you have invested your personal energies into the work of God's kingdom, if you have given 100% of your heart and your soul to your assigned tasks, or if you have given sacrificially of your finances. Listen to me. speak saying what the word of God says this morning. God has never forgotten any of these things, and he never will. This is why our scripture that I just read in your hearing, Hebrews 6 and 10 says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, which you have shown towards his name. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. This word, beloved, amen, in the Greek, great recompense or reward, amen. We're still looking at recompense or reward in the Greek. It suggests that God will be sure to remember it all. And God will see to it that you are fully reimbursed. Come on, y'all. Well, sometimes we put money out of our pocket we don't never see again. Or sometimes we have expenses, amen, how they feel like it's been flushed down the toilet. But God will see to it that you are fully reimbursed for everything you spent to accomplish the assignment that God gave you to do. You see why it's so important to know what God is calling you to do? Huh? Glory be to God. You see why it's so important to know what God is calling you to do. Hallelujah. Beloved, God is going to make a settlement with you for past expenses that will make anyone want to rejoice. God will make sure, glory be to God, that you get repaid for any damages that you experienced because of the battles that you fought for him. Oh, baby, your labor is not in vain. So let's look at this scripture here in the Greek, beloved. I'm going to read this again in the Greek. See, breaking down the definitions, amen, hallelujah, to the meaning of the word. We have to know what a word means. All right, here you go, Hebrews 10:35. God will see to it that you are paid and fully reimbursed for expenses you have spent to do his will. He will make a settlement that takes care of all injuries or losses you may have incurred. He will make sure that you get repaid to cover all that has been damaged or destroyed due to the attacks of the enemy or because of the adversarial situations you have faith. Beloved, that's some shouting word there. We don't need no music. We gonna make our own music. That's some shouting words right there. Oh my God, Jesus. Beloved, this scripture here makes it clear that God is fair and God is equitable in his dealings. You may have given your best and worked with all your heart and might to fulfill an assignment that God gave you. You may have invested your whole heart into that assignment or lost something along the way that was precious to you. If so, beloved, God will make certain that you are paid, and not only that you are paid, that you are reimbursed. God never disregards what you have done for him. If you don't hear nothing else I say this morning as I wrap this up, I want you to hear this, write this down, put it on your refrigerator, put it wherever you need to put it. Put it in your cell phone. You're putting everything else in there. Glory be to God. Just put it where you can see it. And hear me, I'm going to say it again. God never disregards what you have done for him. Exclamation mark. God's payments and reimbursements for what you have done may come to you in different forms. He don't bless everybody the same way. But you can be certain that it will be equitable for what you have invested. For instance, God may pay you by giving you new victories in different areas of your life. God may pay you by giving you success in your business or success in your ministry. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God may pay you by giving you a greater anointing than you've ever had. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God may pay you by giving you an increase of financial prosperity. God may pay you by giving you a long-term friendship that you'll be able to count on for years to come. Thank God for friendships. That friendship might turn you into a bride. It might turn you into a husband. Hey, my God, Jesus. Ah. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, beloved, God has no shortage of riches in heaven. No shortage. Mm-mm. That's why we need that abundance mentality. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Ain't no shortage of nothing. And those riches are reserved to meet your current needs. I'm closing. Give me 5 more minutes. Let's look at it. Let's look at it. Philippians, some of you already know this scripture by heart. Amen, hallelujah. But let's just go here. Let me pull it up. Amen, hallelujah. I didn't have that. I would have had that open. Amen, but that's okay. We go to it real quick. Philippians chapter number 4, amen, verse number 19 says this, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So that shows us there that there's no shortage of riches in heaven. And it also shows us, beloved, that these riches are reserved to meet your current needs. Can't sit there. That's reserved. Can't go there. That's reserved. Glory be. No, those riches over there, no, that's reserved. Those riches right there are reserved. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. Reserved for what? To meet the current needs, hallelujah, of my faithful child. What's their name? Put your name in the blank. Put your name in there. God got you covered, baby. We just have to believe it, beloved. God got you covered. There is no need to be beggarly in how much you expect to be blessed. Beloved, the Bible tells us that those riches are reserved for you. So I encourage you this morning to rise your level of expectation. Throw open your arms because it's time for you to receive the harvest you've earned through a lot of hard work and effort. And beloved, I'm going to tell you the truth. Y'all know me, and the ones of you that don't know me, amen, you learning me. I've been walking with the Lord now, glory be to God, for over 40 years. Pastoring this ministry for 11 years come December. I try to stay very humble. I try to stay humble. Glory be to God. I just work. I work. I work. glory be to God, never really even looking for anything back from the Lord. Amen. Thanking God for life, health, and strength. Glory be to God. It took the Holy Spirit to open my eyes on yesterday. That's why God established found this week. That's why he put it together like that. Glory be to God. Why? Because the Lord had to show me through this word today that I reward, I repay, I will pay you, I will bless you for the work that you're doing. Glory be to God. I never looked for any pay. Not on in that sense, I never looked for it until the scripture showed me, glory be. Sometimes we can have false humility, beloved. If man will pay you, God has said, I can do you better. And it was not until that anointing was poured out on me on yesterday on our 12 o'clock service that the eyes of my understanding came open. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is saying now, it is now time for a great recompense or reward. Beloved, we want to live a life where God is pleased with our sacrifices. God is pleased with the work that you're doing. Glory be to God. I don't get on, amen, this line and report to y'all every step I make. Y'all don't have a clue. You don't have a clue of what I do because everything I do is for the Lord. I don't come on to blow my bullhorn. If I tell you I'm not available, just say my word, I'm not available. I can't get into detail why I can't go with you. Amen. Why I can't do this, why I can't do that. I can't even do that. Glory be to God. It ain't even important. If I show up, then you know it's God's will for me to be there. But, beloved, this is the attitude that we all need. Whatever we do it, we do unto the Lord. Whatever we do is because God has given us permission to do it. Whatever we do, we've consulted him. He said, acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I will direct your path. You've already had a conversation with Papa. Amen. Papa has given you the green light. You're going in faith. You're going because he told you to go, or you're not going because he told you not to go, and you can't be concerned with who's angry or who don't understand. Beloved. And when we, amen, not to say that we don't have no faults, not to say we don't have no shortages, but hallelujah, but I'm telling you, God's grace and mercy are filling the void. When he see us moving forth, because God knows the heart. He knows our intentions. He know what we mean to do. He know what we want to do, regardless of what we saying. He know what's in our heart. He know when we mean right. You might not be fully understood by family and friends. They might not understand you. Glory be to God. They might talk evil of you, but God knows what's in your heart. Beloved, the question this morning is, what does he know? And God rewards faithfulness. We talked about it last week. It is required. Amen. That a steward be found faithful. We came, glory be to God, hallelujah. God spoke to us, glory be to God, hallelujah, all through found this week. Amen. Glory be to God. And put together, amen, a word of encouragement for us through the six speakers. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning. That God is watching. God is watching. Everybody else might be sleeping, but God is watching you and them. Huh? Everybody else might be praying, but God is watching. Everybody else might be doing whatever else they want to do with their money, but God is watching. Everybody else might be talking a good game, amen, but God is watching. He sees your service. He sees what you do, and he know why you did it. He see what you gave, and he know why you gave it. And he comes to encourage us today to let us know, don't cast away your confidence. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Rise up in expectation, because you can expect a great recompense of reward. And let me tell you something, baby. When God bless you, you've been blessed. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. He didn't say the blessing of your boss. He didn't say the blessing of the lottery. He didn't say the blessing of anything, but the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. You don't need no bodyguards. Because God said, ain't going to be no sorrow with this. Some people are afraid to be blessed. If I get blessed, my children might die. If I get blessed, it's going to be some bad news. Nah, baby. No, not the Lord's blessing. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Now, God is not a man, and God is not a liar. That's up to you who you going to believe. Beloved, if something has been telling your mind that it isn't right to expect God to reward you for your faith in this life, I want you to do me a favor this morning. Tell that religious spirit to get away from you in Jesus' name. Open your heart right now and expect God to pay you for services rendered in your walk of faith. Why? Because he said so. Ah. Oh, my God. Payday. Payday. Faith really does pay. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, Father, we are thankful that you reward us when we are faithful to fulfill the assignment that you have given us to do. We know that by serving you, we will never suffer real loss or lack, because you always take good care of those who do your will. We trust that you will see to it, Father, that we are fully reimbursed for everything we have spent to complete our assigned task. We believe that you will make a settlement for past expenses that will make us shout with joy. You have never overlooked what we have done for you in the past, and we trust that you will take care of us now as well. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. This is the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God's word will never return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. All right, there it is, there it is, there it is. All right, in form of announcements, I want to make an announcement for our Bishop Lawrence Williams. Amen. They're celebrating their 14th church anniversary on Sunday, October the 24th at 3 p.m. With Apostle Van Dash. Amen. And then they're going to have a banquet. They're going to have a banquet that starts at 6 p.m., 6 to 10. Amen, on that Saturday, October the 23rd, at the H&H Banquet Hall, 2036 East Haines Street. Tickets are $50 and $25 for children. Amen. So let us pray, amen, for Apostle Williams. Anybody that would like to, amen, attend, amen, let us know. Amen. My ticket is already paid for. Amen. My banquet ticket is paid for. In Jesus' name. All right, we'll be at the altar of prayer all this week, Lord's willing, 12 o'clock, amen, back at 9 o'clock, Bible study on Wednesday night at 8, and this Friday night, bring your own praise, bring your own praise, bring your own praise. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. I'm talking to the Lord. It was nice being back on Facebook yesterday. That was a lot of work. That was a lot of work, amen, to do the 10 o'clock Facebook and then come back and do our 12 o'clock and then come back and do a 2 o'clock for TV. But guess what? I believe in God's anointing and grace is upon you, so be it. Amen. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. And God sees your faithfulness to the work that he has called you to do. Hallelujah, my God. I feel like, you know what? I feel like I just hit me the Powerball. That's how I feel in the spirit. I can't even explain to you guys what this new dimension that I'm in. I feel like I done literally hit, glory be to God, hallelujah, that $1 million Powerball. That means not literally, but, you know, in that sense. It's just someplace exuberant. Amen. Hallelujah. That's just the new place that this ministry is in. So all of you should be feeling the same way because we all in this together. Amen. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a fresh anointing. We are living in the worst of times. We are living in the best of times. The blessings run down. So if I'm feeling this way and you are attached to the ministry, you ought to be feeling this way too. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I can't get blessed without you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. Everybody have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a victorious day. We got some birthdays this month. Our sister Nancy. Amen. Our sister Aquanetta. Our sister Hattie. And I don't know. We're going to open up the lines on Wednesday. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It's for your songs, your testimony, your praise. We got an October birthday. Let us know. Matter of fact, let's just finish the year up. Make sure if you got an October birthday, a November birthday, or a December birthday, all right, let us know, amen, so we can put you on the calendar in Jesus' name. Father God, we bless you. We say thank you. Father God, hallelujah, for this service on today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for opening our eyes. Father God, what we do for you. We never really looked for payback, Father God, but you've been paying us back all the time. But Father God, now you're saying in the spirit, it's time for a bonus. And so, Father God, help us to remain humble. Help us to remain humble, Father God, and help us to continue to serve. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. As we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name, we cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Meet us at the altar of prayer today, Father God. Bless us. Bless us, Father God, at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, saints. Amen. Lord's willing, meet us at the altar today at 12, back at 9. If you're not able, amen, then try to make it back here again tomorrow morning for another hot breakfast. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda signing out.